Hi, Nolan Johnson here with iConnect 007. Today we're talking with Ross Berntsen, Indium President and COO. Ross, welcome and thanks for taking the time for this interview.
It's great to be here with you, Nolan.
Indium has been leading the way in Central New York, along with a lot of other manufacturers, I take it, to develop some manufacturing pledges, a method for reopening post-COVID. Could you tell us about that? How does it work?
Absolutely. Yes. Back in March, when the COVID situation in New York was heating up, we got together with 16 other manufacturers to develop a pledge, a manufacturer's pledge to keep people safe and factories running, as well as a review process. And that review process would allow a peer-to-peer review of manufacturers to come into your site and make sure you're actually living up to the pledge standards. And so the pledge comes down to a document that people sign that's committing yourself to the Department of Health and CDC requirements for operation, as well as a set of five specific areas of control. One is the site control, making sure you know who's coming in and that there's some kind of screening process, enhanced hygiene protocols, cleaning high-touch surfaces, structuring and social distancing and reduced density in the facilities through shift changing, shift spreading, and redesign of the factory, and especially the break rooms. An on-site emergency response, which really means having a location somewhere in the facility in which if someone has symptoms, you can place them and support them and help them so they can get home or to healthcare workers safely. And then finally, with this huge anxiety we have from the uncertainty, making sure there's clear communication of expectations and how the company's going and what's happening. So an enhanced communication commitment. So that pledge is signed by a company. And we have, again, there's been 13 companies who have signed and certified their pledge by a peer-to-peer review process.
In other words, you are holding yourselves accountable to the pledge.
Correct. We were very fortunate that in our local region here, we were partnered with Danfoss, which power semiconductors, which is right here in the Utica-Rome area. And so they came and audited our facility to make sure we're following our practices. And we went to their site and made sure they were also following their practices on how to keep their people safe.
Right. I understand you're encouraging other companies in the electronics manufacturing industry outside of New York to take the pledge as well?
Yes, we are sending this pledge out across the globe, really. I've been doing webinars as well as our partner organizations in Central New York, Manufacturers Association of Central New York, to share this. It's been a major part of the Rhode Island Keep Open program. It's been a major part of even places in the UK, Colorado, Iowa. So it's spread around the US and throughout the globe, really, in terms of helping people know what are the basic practices and how do we keep safe. So now within the electronics industry, we're sending it to our suppliers and asking them to make the pledge, but we're also sharing it with our customers, encouraging them, especially those without a major Asia footprint where they've maybe learned these skills, to use this as a starting point for how they might create safe practices in their own factories.
And what has been the response so far?
It's really been spectacular. I mean, I'm very thankful to be with such a great group. One of the benefits of peer-to-peer sharing is you learn new things. Some of the items we've learned, for example, is one was creating a personal pledge. So we actually had each of our employees sign a pledge to the right conduct and behaviors when they're outside of our site. Because that, if they don't do that, we can't make sure that we secure our site. So that was an idea from one of our cohort as we went through the pledge process. Another example is we were cleaning all the surfaces, but not keeping rigorous logs. Danfoss showed us how they were keeping logs on cleaning surfaces. So again, another best practice we brought in house. So that response has been really powerful. And then the officials, both locally in our counties we operate in. So a lot of the county executives have been a part of our calls so they can learn how to do this. But then also New York State, State of Rhode Island, and some of these other governor's offices have reviewed this pledge and adopted it as a way to go forward. So within our industry, I think where we might get under threat, for example, down in Mexico, they've had a lot of shutdowns down there. Something like the pledge might actually help them to keep operating and keep their government confident that they're equipped to keep operating, safely.
It sounds like a lot of collaboration and a lot of joint learning that's going on here. What have been some of the key lessons or experiences that you've picked up from this process?
Well, some of them are somewhat obvious, right? Which is, for example, the management of the break rooms and the conference rooms. So we started putting up rules about what you could do. And then we realized, well, that's crazy. Let's just remove chairs. So one of the best practices that came out of the group is you don't just restructure your break rooms with kind of signs, but you actually physically change the layout to create more separation. Similarly, we in our factories, we got the confidence to change the way we do shifts, but also create barriers where we couldn't maybe create a proper social distancing between two different workstations, to create just hang plastic and create barriers in the factories to help make sure we keep people safe. That was an idea that came out of, again, one of our partner companies. When we look at the challenge of an open office, fortunately, we have cubicles, but this debate, as people return from work from home scenarios, how do you create an open office and make that safe? And so there's a lot of creativity happening in that area too, to make sure that when people come to the office, they feel safe and they actually are safe, and we reduce the probability of transmission as low as possible.
That sounds like there is a lot of simple steps going on there, Ross.
There are. One of the simple things that we actually neglected to do, but was pointed out to us as we were going through this process by our own employees. We wanted to make sure we had a statement that says, you know, I am safe, I am essential, and I am part of the solution. And part of that was for people in our own factories to point out things that we could do better. Some of that included like closing down drinking fountains, which was pretty obvious in hindsight, but wasn't so obvious at the time. But we got done restructuring our break rooms, but we left salt and pepper shakers on the tables. Of course, that was silly. Those are certainly good transmission points by people handling the same salt and pepper shakers. So those were removed. But that kind of idea came from the front lines of our operators. And then we proceeded to share that with other manufacturers in our cohort. And now it's part of what we publish, and we are willing to share with any electronics company that is interested in learning our best practices.
Ross, this sounds like some great work for the industry as a whole. Thanks for that. And thanks again for taking the time to talk with us and help keep the industry informed.
Absolutely. Happy to be here. And I hope everyone out there keeps their people safe and is able to therefore keep their factories running. Stay safe, everyone.
Once again, I've been talking with Ross Berntsen, Indium's president and COO. Thanks for listening.